Welcome to the Health, Safety and Environment podcast. In today's episode, we'll talk about how to prevent environmental impacts in construction activities, how to prevent land contamination, water and air pollution, how to manage waste and hazardous materials, how important is it for you to protect the environment. Let's share your comments in the link below and do not forget to subscribe. How to prevent land contamination during construction activities? Sites may be contaminated with pollutants as a result of known or unknown historical releases of hazardous materials. Common pollutants include asbestos, hydrocarbons such as oils or fuels, and hazardous heavy metals and solvents. Erosion and sediment runoff may be caused by exposure of soil surfaces to rain and wind during site clearing, earth moving, and excavation activities. The mobilization and transport of soil particles may result in sedimentation of surface drainage networks and impact the quality of natural water system and the biological systems. Ensure stability of the stockpiles, slope, and cover or dam them to prevent drying out and provide safe erosion-free access point for vehicles across the site. Stockpiles can cause dust pollution from wind-blown dry material while exposed ground and materials stored on site can pollute water and air with silt and dust. Minimize number of stockpiles or locate them at an appropriate location and ensure they are stable and covered as necessary. How to prevent water pollution? Wastewater from construction sites can be divided into construction site surface runoff, wastewater from vehicle washing, wastewater from site toilets and facilities, and wastewater from civil works. Discharge of untreated or contaminated wastewater on construction sites can not only cause flooding resulting from blockage of drainage, but also damage the ecosystem of the downstream water bodies. A permission must be obtained before discharging anything other than clean, uncontaminated surface water to a drain. Identify where drains are located on site, where they lead, what type of pollution could enter the drains, and if they have existing protection, like oil separators or silt traps. Use permanent or temporary sanitary facilities provided at site, so sanitary wastewater or sewage is collected and disposed properly. Silt and silty water can be generated from movement and maintenance of equipment and vehicles on site. Rainwater runoff from exposed ground, trenches, and foundations like earthworks, excavations, and even from equipment, wheel and boot wash facilities. Ensure proper management of silt and silty waters during excavation work. And how to prevent air pollution? Construction site most common air emission is dust and exhaust fumes. This is generated during site clearing, grabbing, grading, trenching, material screening, loading, transporting of bulk materials and other general construction operations. Try to avoid producing dust and spray water on ground to minimize dust generation. Vehicles transporting loose aggregate and material must be covered or contain loads. These shall obey to speed limits and clean wheels prior to exiting the project site. Use vegetation to stabilization of disturbed areas, or if not possible, apply physical covers. Provide gravel cover or pave regularly traveled areas on site and minimize the frequency of the stockpile disturbance and the reduce the size of areas disturbed. For volatile organic compounds, VOCs, use a leak detection system for emissions associated with equipment leaks. For emissions associated with handling of chemicals, use, when practicable, substitutes with less volatile substances or collect vapors through air extractors. How to manage with waste on site? Segregate domestic waste, hazardous waste, and non-hazardous waste. Recycle solid waste, like reducing packaging or containers. Use noise barriers made from recycled materials. Use contaminated water out of sediment dams for dust suppression and collect lubricating oils as well. Following waste fractions must be collected as well. Paper and cardboard, glass, plastics, metals, boots, timber, insulation material, concrete, bricks, etc. And all waste must be segregated in appropriate, sufficient, and clearly labeled containers like skips, bulk bags, or wheelie bins. On-site waste storage areas must be also used for waste disposal. And how to handle with hazardous materials? All stored hazardous substances must be identifiable through their packaging container with at least their substance name. For any hazardous substance stored on-site, a safety data sheet shall be available and ensure proper segregation of hazardous substances according to their hazards classification to prevent mixing of incompatible materials and separate non-compatible material for storage. If placing bound material on racks, secure it by stacking, blocking, or interlocking to prevent from sliding, falling, or collapsing. Store hazardous substances in watertight containers and ensure adequate secondary containment is provided. Use transfer equipment like fittings, pipes, and hoses specific to materials in tanks. A motor control for fuel dispensing shall be locked in the off position except when fueling and being conducted and will only be accessible to authorized personnel. Ensure regular inspection, maintenance, and repair of fittings, pipes, and hoses, and ensure that any legal applicable condition or provision pertaining to use or conditions of restriction on use or specification notification or permit requirements on hazardous materials are strictly observed. Read, label, and safety data sheet before using any material to ensure proper understanding of hazards and precautions. Read the emergency procedures of the equipment and always use the required PPE. Make sure all containers are properly labeled and that the material is contained in an appropriate container. Use all materials in required quantities solely for their intended purpose and never eat or drink while handling any materials. Check for leakage or overflow from drainage system, secondary containment, drip trays, shut-off valves from tanks, catch basins, float valves, etc. And inform about where the spill kits and the emergency eyewash and shower stations are located and the spill prevention and response plan.